1. And you know what? This doesn't really tie into the sermon at all, but I was trying to figure out how to fit it in. So I'm just going to go off and tell a story, okay? As a pastor, I have a right to do that from time to time. So I'm going to tell you a story from something that happened yesterday. And Brother Dante was at the church yesterday, so he can confirm this, about this guy that got kicked out of church, okay? Everybody in Pampanga was excited because they've never seen it before. I mean, for me, it's just like, well, we've had this here. But it wasn't a regular member. They were there for their second time, but they came like last Saturday. And they came for the first time, and they were a strange, strange person. Right? I mean, is that not true, Brother Dante? They were a weird person. All of us as moms and fathers were like, you know, I saw my wife during there. She's like, as all the children, like, right there, like, I'm not letting our children out of our sight, right? This guy was strange. Like, he had on his shirt something. He would press this button. It would light up. He's like, I'm Iron Man. And this is an old man. And it's like, I'm sorry, but I've never watched The Avengers. I don't, you know, it doesn't impress me. It's like, look at this light that shines up. Woo, I'm Iron Man. It's like, okay, right? And that's just the tip of the iceberg. He's a very, very strange guy. But he came to church last week because he met us out soul winning, and they said, oh, I'm going to visit your church. And then he visited church. He visited, you know, last Saturday, 8 days ago. He visited a church, and somebody gave him the gospel after service. They talked to him for a while. Does not believe in the resurrection. Does not believe the Bible's word of God. Does not believe that Jesus is God. He's raised INC, and he seems to have a mix of about everything inside of his head. Because he said he visits, like, every religion. It's like, okay. And, you know, while someone from our church, I wasn't there when they were given the gospel. They're given the gospel. And, you know, he makes this joke because the kids are, you know, running around being noisy. I mean, it's after the service. It's not even during the service. So the kids are having fun and everything like that. And he said, man, the kids are being really noisy. He's like, you know, I might have to shoot them. It's like, what? Now, I wasn't there when he said that. But it's just like, what? Right? It's bizarre. It's like when Vice Pongy makes these, like, very inappropriate jokes, and then he's like, oh, ha-ha, you know, it was a joke. I'm sorry. It's like, well, a normal person doesn't have that inner into their heart or their mind. That's weird. And this guy was already a strange guy. And during the church, before the gospel was being given to him, there's, like, this one kid at the church, and he kept, like, touching him, touching his shoulder and everything. I mean, it wasn't my child. Otherwise, I'd be like, hey, dude, you know. But it's still just like, and then it was like during, right before the second service. You know, we have a 10-minute break just like here. And, you know, there's like a row with like one family. And he was kind of in between like the family. And he had like the, you know, the wooden box that Brother Ehrman made. And he's like playing with the shapes. And it's like, hey, we're having church. It's like, can you put away the circles and the squares? I think that wooden cube is like amazing, but as a grown man, it's like we're about to start church and he's playing with it and he's not letting the other kid play with it. It's like, what is wrong with you, right? And so after the service, you know, the person gave him the gospel and, you know, he obviously didn't get saved. He doesn't believe Jesus is God. He talked to him for a while. And, you know, afterwards, you know, they told me how it went. He said, yeah, he made this joke about how, you know, the kids are being noisy, you know, that, you know, we might have to shoot him, might have to kill him. And it's just like, excuse me? And I was like, I was trying to figure out last week how are we going to deal with this because I was thinking, I don't want this guy coming back to church. I mean, he obviously heard the gospel for like an hour and he didn't get saved and he made a joke about killing the kids. It's like, I'm sorry, I have 3 kids. It's like, I'm not going to put the life of my kids at stake. But I was like 95% sure he would not come back. And then he came back yesterday. I was thinking, you got to be kidding me. Because usually, you know, it's just better to let problems resolve themselves because usually they do. And, you know, then all of a sudden he came back for the second service right before the announcements and everything. So I'm thinking in my head, you know, well, what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to preach on something? What am I going to do? And so I'm looking at my notes and everything. And here's the thing. The reason why I'm adding the story is because yesterday I just spent like 30 minutes talking about the LGBT to try to preach him out of the room, you know. And so instead I'm just telling this rabbit story, rabbit trail right now. And when I was preaching on the LGBT, I mean, this guy was like doing gymnastics in his seat. He couldn't sit still. He's like really fidgety, like he's uncomfortable about what I'm saying. So I'm trying to just hit it hard to just get him to go because I was like, I think this guy might be just a pervert. I mean, is it normal? Have you ever made a joke, I'm just going to kill children? What? I mean, that's not funny. That thought has never entered in my mind. Trust me, I mean, I get frustrated sometimes with the kids being noisy. Never do I think, man, I'm just going to kill them. It's like, what? That's bizarre. Right? And this guy made this joke, so then afterwards, I just had a couple of the guys come with me as I talked to the guy, and I just said, why are you here? You don't agree with what our church teaches. was like, you don't believe Jesus is God. You don't believe in the resurrection. You don't believe the Bible is the word of God. So why are you here? He's like, well, you know, I'm just kind of interested, just trying to learn what different people, you know, teach and stuff like that. And I was like, did you make a joke last week about killing kids? He's like, no, I would never do that. And then as I pressed it on for a second, he's like, oh, it was just a joke. He's like, the thing is, I watch a lot of comedy. And so, you know, I just made this joke, you know, yeah, you shouldn't have done it, I'm sorry. It's like, yeah, it's like as a father and the other men that were with me are fathers, I was like, none of us feel comfortable with you around our kids. I'm sorry you're not welcome here anymore. Now, here's the thing. A normal person, if they were told you're not welcome, you know what they would do? They would just leave, especially when they don't agree with what the church teaches anyway. And he's like begging to stay. I was like, you don't believe what our church teaches. Why do you want to be here? And look, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. I am perfectly okay with people coming to our church that do not believe the things we teach, even if they're unsaved. That's fine. I mean, they can hear the word of God. They can get saved. But when you're making jokes about killing kids, it's like, whoa, I'm sorry. That's way. An apology doesn't fix it. I mean, you might step over bounds sometimes with the joke and say you're sorry. But when you're like this far over, you say you're sorry. It's still like, why did you say that? Excuse me? Right? And so I told him that, and then all of a sudden, it's like when I'm telling this that, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, you're not welcome here. I was like, you know, you have to go somewhere else. And then all of a sudden, he starts bringing up repentance of sins. And he's like, well, your friend last week told me that all you have to do to go to heaven is believe on Jesus. You have to repent of your sins to go to heaven. And I was like, well, that has nothing to do with conversation, but, yeah, that's what we believe, that it's by faith alone. You don't have to repent of your sins. And he's like, well, what about all the verses about repentance in the Bible? And I was like, and look, Brother Dante was there. You can ask. This is how the conversation went, if I'm remembering everything correctly. He's like, what do you want me to do? You want me to cut all the places in the Bible that talk of repentance out of the Bible? And I said, well, here's the thing. You can do whatever you want, just not at our church. Do whatever you want. Do, you know, the karate chops to your Bible. I don't care. Right? Whatever weird things you want to do. And I'm telling you, during the service, this guy acted so strange. When I was preaching literally yesterday, Brother Dante was on the front row and this guy was toward the back. Literally, Brother Dante, when he saw this guy show up, he just turned around and looked at the guy the whole time because we don't trust this guy. I mean, this guy was a weirdo. And then all of a sudden, he's like, man, he brings up Ray Comfort. He's like, your friend said Ray Comfort's false. He's like, he's a great man of God and all this stuff. I was like, look, you're not welcome here. And finally, he went. Right? And look, I try to be at peace with all people, especially you never know if somebody might have a weapon or whatever. You do have to be wise as a serpent because you just never know. And I hope this guy never comes back. And this has nothing to do with the sermon. But yesterday I went on a rabbit trail about the LGBT to try to get rid of this guy. So instead, I'm just going on a rabbit trail to talk about this guy that we got rid of. So I guess I used valiance. I guess I used wisdom. I don't know. He's gone. That's what counts. It's just like, I mean, he was a very, very strange guy. I'll say this. Every single person in the church was very happy I got rid of him. That kind of tells you all you need to know. I mean, weird guy. And I didn't even think about it. I mean, Brother Dante mentioned it to me. Like, his son actually brought it up as a possibility because we're wondering, why is he doing this Iron Man thing? And then it was a good point. Well, maybe he does that to attract kids because, like, hey, look at this, kids. And then they think it's, like, really cool. And it's like, but literally, after he came 8 days ago, like, literally a lot of the men said, you know, I think that guy's a homo. Like, he gave off a lot of vibes, and he did a lot of weird things. And it's just like, yeah, I don't want that guy coming back. You know, we were talking about what if he does come back. I didn't think he was going to come back. And it's like, right after the service, it's like, right when the prayer is done, it's like, all right, come with me. And then we just, all right, can you come outside and talk to me? And it's like, leave our church. I did it in a nice way, because you never know whether someone could have a weapon or get mad or whatever. So... But it's like, you know what, we care about the kids at our church. We want to keep them safe. And I'll tell you what, this has really nothing to do with the sermon except, you know, as a parent, have some wisdom and realize we do live in a dangerous and scary world. Right. And make sure you take your job as parents seriously, right? I mean, if you see your kids, like, if you see a grown man obsessed with a kid's toy for 30 minutes and touching kids, it's like... You ought to have a lot of red flags that are going off in your head, like, what is wrong with this guy? Normal people aren't like, hey, look at me, I'm Iron Man, right? It's like, okay, it's bizarre. I mean, you tell a story like this, it sounds like I'm just making this stuff up. I mean, Dante's my witness. If I'm lying, he's lying, right? So I'm just like, what a weird guy. I'll be honest with you, okay? In the years of our church here in Manila, We have never had somebody this strange visit at our church here. Not a single time have we had anyone even close to this level. We've had some unique people that were kind of strange. No one near this level. Like, this guy was strange, but also, like, in a scary way, like, what's up with this guy, right?